Philip Sample PLTD Certificate, today's date is 09/12/2022. Dictation is for Daniel Meza. Meza spells M-E-Z-A, and Daniel spells D-A-N-I-E-L. Date of birth is 04/23/1953. He's a 69-year-old gentleman here with shoulder and neck pain, period. Next paragraph. Patient said this has been going on for approximately 3 days. He stated that he slept wrong and now is having pain on the right side of his shoulder and neck, which is worse with lateral motion. Period. He rated pain as 7/10, increase with motion and touch, period. He denies numbness in his upper extremities, denies chills. Correction, review of system. Patient denies numbness in his upper extremities. He denies chills. He denies increased temperature. He denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history. Hypertension, next line, hypercholesterolemia, next line, diabetes, next line, hypothyroiditis, hypothyroidism, period, next line, anxiety, period, next paragraph, past medical, social history, he denies tobacco, alcohol, or drug use, next paragraph, surgical history, reports left knee replacement, next paragraph, medication. Patient did say he takes medication for blood pressure, cholesterol, and thyroid, but cannot recall the names. Next paragraph. The physical family history is negative. Next paragraph. Physical exam is alert, oriented, obese gentleman. O2 sat is 94% at room air. Blood pressure is 157/82. Pulse 81. Respiration 16. Temperature 97.2. Period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck. Reduced range of motion, namely lateral rotation on the right, decreased flexion, decreased lateral motion on the left also. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory, and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema, cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, abdomen distended secondary to obesity, no rebound, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macula, papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, except neck. He bears weight well with no ontology gait, period. Next paragraph. Next paragraph, neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2, 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is neck pain, number 2, torticollis, number 3, obesity, number 4, hypertension, period. Next paragraph, patient was advised to go to the emergency room because of his risk stratification, diabetes, hypertension, and obesity. Just to have a full exam to make sure there's no other severe condition existing that may contribute to his stiff neck, period. Patient said he understand my concern, but stated that he had this before, and whenever he gets an injection of steroid, it will go away. He says all he needs is an injection of steroid. We had a lengthy discussion about his condition and strongly recommend that he goes to the ER. He said he isn't staying, but just wants a steroid shot and then we'll go home. And if he gets worse, he will follow up with his primary care provider. Next paragraph, patient was given dexamethasone, 10 milligrams IM. He was observed in the clinic for approximately 10 to 15 minutes. He reported no side effects from the medication. He says he wants to go and will follow up with his primary care provider. He was strongly encouraged that if he cannot get into his primary care provider to go into the emergency room, he says he understands and will comply. He was sent home with Flexeril, 10 milligrams. He will take one POQHS for 21 days. He was educated on range of motion and stretching exercises and warm compress. Give me opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.